Welcome to February 2021, Fuel Pasión Familia. Como siempre, donde hablamos sobre cultura, faith, conexiones. And this is kind of a bonus episode because in this episode, I want to take you on the final Kobe's Mamba mentality concept. And as we know, that last one is actually fearless. I think as Kobe said it best, quote, it is a constant quest to try to be better today than you were yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, I think this is going to be a really good episode that I'm really excited. And I think one of the things that I first want to say thank you for really the opportunity of many of you guys that reached out. And so many of you guys actually, and I'm opening up my notebook here because so many of you guys, I like to write down a lot of the comments that I get or text messages and things like that. But I'm really excited about this show because of the fact that I get to share about this word on fearless and the approach of the Mamba mentality. But I also wanted to say muchas gracias a cada uno de ustedes that actually was willing to reach out, because we know that it's tough. We know that, you know, so much is going on. There's so many competing priorities. But la verdad that you guys willing just to take the time is awesome. So I just want to say thank you for that. So with that being said, I'm super excited for this show around fearless. This is a bonus episode. But I more importantly just want to say gracias de nuevo for being able to just say feliz cumpleaños. I think it's that time. It's time to drop the beat. I don't know about you guys, but there's something, man, you know what? We're going to do a series around music. I think that we do not understand the importance of how music plays in our lives. And, you know, hey, let me know if you guys are listening to this, hit us up and it'd be great. You know, you guys can follow us on Instagram at Fuel Pasión Podcast. More importantly, I want to take this time to really just say thank you, because this was the opportunity that on January 29th, on my birthday, we officially launched our FuelPasiónPodcast.com website. If you get an opportunity, please check it out. More importantly, we did kick off the Patreon, and I'm being very transparent. I'm one that does not like to do that kind of stuff. I'm very private when it comes to maybe seeking out investment in projects. But I know that many people told me, hey, you need to take this to the masses. There are other people that think like you that understand fueling their pasión in their careers or entrepreneurships or musicians and creatives, or even a lot of college students, or maybe you just graduated college. Maybe you're in high school. I don't know. We might have some people out there from high school. But I think for me, it's really just understanding that there comes a point where, you know, we got to be able to fund this whole podcast. And I am very honest about this, and I shared this in our last episode. Check it out if you haven't had the chance, that I share at towards the end that really, and even in our video that we posted, that the whole purpose of really the Patreon is, here's the thing. I am very blessed that I have a job. I have a day job. I'm okay. We can, you know, roof over our heads. There's food on the table. Praise God. But I also know that I believe in investing in creatives and really giving them a platform. And that was the reason why we decided to do this Patreon. So check us out, man. Consider it. And enough about that, man. I really want to get into this whole last installment of really. And this installment really is a bonus from our IGTV, which you can find me on Instagram at CNOHAN. And you can see all the other prior episodes as well as the other ones that we have in general. For Fuel Pasión Fridays. So today I want to close out this whole Mamba mentality and understanding, you know, again, Kobe is asking us to be better today than we were yesterday. And when we think about fearless, again, in its definition itself, is basically free from fear. And many know that another word for this would be brave, courageous, all that good stuff, right? But there's something about that word fearless. Like, are you fearless? Because Kobe defined fearless as, you know, you willing to be able to try new things, fail, try it again, fail, try it again. It didn't matter if it didn't work the first time. What matters is that you're constantly willing to try again and again. In other words, and I'm paraphrasing here, to be your best is to understand that you can't fear failure. And I think the beauty of this, and we know that, you know, Nike did a whole layout in on this whole concept of Mamba mentality, and they had some athletes that speak to this. And I think for me, what's crazy is that I want to, you know, think about this. How many people do you know that had a very promising career, that had a very promising maybe ministry, they had a promising, you know, sports career, whatever that looks like, and something like that just happened in their life, that everything just stopped. See, the follow-up to that is, what did they do with that? Were they fearless enough to be able to say, okay, fell, I'm going to get back up? I remember hearing one time a pastor say, when you fall, if you can see up, get up, aka be fearless. Stand up. Try it again. You messed up? Try it again. It's like the simple analogy of, like, for me, is like playing a video game, and I'm going to date myself. You know, the Nintendo Entertainment System back in the day, and it was Super Mario Brothers. And I remember that I was struggling to be able to, and we're talking about level 1-1, towards the end when you're running and it's the big stairs, and then you're trying to get a really good score. So you would try to jump on the very top. So you try to get the highest point so you could score a bunch of points before you go into the, like, the little castle dungeon thing, right? I hope my people know what I'm talking about. I remember the first time I played that, yo, first of all, I couldn't even get, like, the star to be invincible. And if I was, I remember, like, I would jump and I accidentally hit the brick and it would cause me to fall and then I would die. So I would use, like, one of my lives. But I remember that when I would get towards the end, I'd get so excited and I would try to, like, jump. And it was the way that I was maneuvering the control that I wouldn't even land on the top of the pole. I would land barely on the bottom. I was always super upset about that. But I think what the crazy thing is, I was always willing to be able to go back and try to get better at that. Like, I was willing to say, you know, I didn't get it right this time, but I'm going to try again and I'm going to try again. And, you know, I shared, you know, in the video, in that episode, that my abuelita was someone that constantly pushed me to be fearless, because when it's just sports in general, so many times, and here's the thing, you know where you need to be fearless in your life. And I think for me, my abuelita showed me that so many times, that there were these moments that, you know, I would doubt myself, and I knew it. Like, I knew I wasn't as good of doing this particular thing or approaching this particular project. There was this doubt. We all doubt. But I think it's what we do with that doubt that really elevates us to be able to fuel us to whatever that thing that we're trying to get to in life. You know, I'm a throwback out there. Kobe said, quote, "We all have self-doubt. You don't deny it, but you also don't capitulate to it," right? You need to embrace it. In other words, I think for me, what I found out with my abuelita was, it was kind of like her saying, it's okay. It's okay you can't hit home runs. It's okay that you're not as big and fast as some of the other athletes. But what I'm not okay with, that you're not willing to embrace it and kind of lean into what you're really good at and be fearless to be able to do it over and over and over again. Because I think for a lot of us, and we know, not just, let's say, Kobe, you know, but so many different athletes, that they don't, like, what other people call failure to you is just like the process. Philadelphia 76ers always had that hashtag, trust the process. And I would agree with that. Because I think it's once you understand that you let go of this, and it's okay, like, it's okay to let go of that fear. It's okay to embrace failure in life, because I would hope that we can kind of readjust and go forward with it. It was an athlete that was kind of talking about that it has a lot to do with mind over matter. And I know you guys know what I'm talking about, that, right? That in order to be able to overcome failure, it's understanding that you're okay with, like, some of the hardest parts in life. And I think for me, being fearless is essential, specifically to, like, the Mamba mentality. Like, in order to have a passion, in order to be a winner of 5 rings for the NBA, you got to be able to shrug off the fear and be willing to embrace failure and constantly be courageous, brave enough to keep going and going at it. So as a bonus episode, I would hope, as we conclude this series of the Mamba mentality, that you understand, and this is something that, you know, I want to be able to segue as you guys, you know, we have 2 episodes left for season 2. This is a bonus. But I really wanted you guys to kind of hear some of these episodes to understand that, look, we need to always be aware of our opportunities and our skills. And that it's in the opportunities that we should be okay to see failure, because we're getting better every time we're willing to try it again and again and again. When I was taking drum lessons, you know, years ago, for when I was in a band and I wanted to get better, and one of the things that I knew that I was constantly failing in was using a metronome. For those that don't know, a metronome is a device that kind of keeps time out loud, or you can connect it and you would have like an in-ear monitor as you're playing an instrument. In this case, for me, it was the drums. And we had loops. And again, these are like sound effects that go with the song. And of course, the loops, because it's a track, there's a metronome beat behind it, meaning that the drummer and the bass player had to be on beat. So for me, I remember wearing my in-ear monitors, and in my left ear, I would have the metronome that would be like kind of keeping the time. And on my right ear, I was able to hear everything else, voices, guitars, bass, all the other good stuff. But I remember that I was so afraid that I would mess up. So what did I do? I took the mindset of being fearless and said, you know what? If there's anywhere that I can mess up, it's going to be practicing in the studio. It's going to be practicing with my bandmates. That when the moment came to be able to sit in front of an audience and to be able to be the opening gig or the closing, you know, act, I understood that because of my fearlessness and the process that I went through and the willingness to embrace those moments that are hardest and to my advantage, that's where I succeeded. But the question is, in order to be fearless, it comes down to understanding a couple things that really, it's about this mindset. It's about our mentality. I ain't gonna preach to you guys right now, but there was a devotion that I had a chance to share with some friends that really impacted me. And it's found in James 1:5 for all of my people that, you know, read the Bible. And it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. It will be given to you. And I think, you know, as I shared this, I thought about that. And I was like, yo, this makes sense. Because when I was reading the devotion, I remember reading parts of it where it was saying, you know, making decisions can be some of the hardest things that we do in life. That we need to make a choice, let's say in this case, to be fearless. But a lot of times when we have to make a choice, there's this thing that our mind goes, and it's been said, this thing called like analysis paralysis that causes us to really waste time and energy and keeps us, quote, busy rethinking our options and really replaying all of our decisions. But here's the thing. Two things come out of that. One, we let fear tell us that we will make the wrong decision and we freeze, aka maybe taking the shot. Or two, we refuse to refine our choices because we become overwhelmed by the sheer scope of them, and then we just shut down, aka maybe asking somebody for their number because it's potentially someone you see yourself being with the rest of your life. That's not a Valentine's plug, but do you guys get what I'm saying? See, if you're not fearless and you allow this like analysis paralysis to seep in as a result of it, and this is the one thing that we all just really, it's something that gets us so like, why me? That we waste time, we waste energy when making even the most like smallest decision because we lack this confidence to make a decision in a world of so many options. Meaning that instead of being fearless and leaning in and embracing some of these like areas of improvement that we have, we need to think and believe and hope and study and dream that we can succeed in all that we do. So my hope is that each and every one of us can stop overthinking and allowing this like frozen mindset of stopping us and to really be able to go forward, to be able to stop, meditate, or pray and ask God to give us that wisdom that we need. That fearless mindset, the Mamba mentality, to be able to do anything, no matter what anybody else says, no matter how many times you failed, keep doing what you're doing. Because believe me, sooner or later, you're going to be at the top of that mountain, looking down and seeing the great trail of legacy that you left behind. Be fearless. Yeah, everyone, I just want to say thank you guys once again for joining us on this bonus episode around Fearless, closing out the Mamba Mentality series. And once again, we want to say just thank you, Kobe, for all that you've done for us. But I also want to say thank you to each and every one of you guys, estando con nosotros, being with us, to be able to listen to this episode today. And I hope that this was of a benefit for you. Maybe it was a reminder, maybe it was a kick in the butt to kind of get you to say, yo, I need to have that mindset of being fearless. Whatever that looks like, we want to say thank you guys. We hope that you guys have an amazing week. Look, no matter what time of the day or week you're listening to this episode, yo, fuel that pasión en toda la cultura, in your faith, y las conexiones. Remember, surround yourself with greatness if you're going to be great. And I hope that you guys can continually pay it forward. Do us a favor, rate, review this episode, share it with some friends and family. Y más que todo, sea parte of the Patreon La Familia. That way we can keep you guys. Look, we got some things up our sleeve that I'm really excited that I've been putting together. And we hope that you can join us. That way we can start creating some really exclusive content. And yeah, that's what I got for you guys, man. So hey, that's that outro music. And as always, muchas gracias de lo profundo de mi corazón. Remember, para la cultura, we out.